Bob, no doubt. The portable play yard.
Me too.
Yeah.
The pack and play.
Yeah, the pack and play. So with the pack and play in there, we didn't really have room to open the new gaucho that folded out to a bed. So somebody had to sleep on the couch as a couch, you know, not fold it out. And guess who that got to be? Dear old dad, you know? So I'm like, wait a minute. I spent the last 13 months rebuilding this thing to come out here and sleep on the couch.
beats the doghouse, Tim.
I know. So my wife got the tripedic, and my son got the other mattress they provided, and my daughter had the bunk with the custom mattress. But for the first couple nights, she didn't want to do it. She's it's too high, too scared. You know, she's too young. And I'm like, wait a minute, I spent all that time building that thing, getting these custom brackets. So the third night, we kind of said, hey, you need to try. So we got her up there, and then after that, it was the coolest thing. We couldn't get her down. Even the next morning, she didn't want to get down.
Now, why didn't you sleep in one of the bunks?
I don't know, I'm probably exceed the weight limit of the bunk.
You think? I've never slept in ours, but I've certainly been up there.
Oh, have you really?
And it's... You know, it's, I don't know. I think those bunks are designed to support more than the later model ones that have the cable hangers.
Yeah. I would imagine.
I think the cable hanger models are only about 90 pounds or something.
Yeah,
okay, so how'd the Dometic fridge perform nice?
Oh, yeah. That worked good. I even put two fans up in the vent area for it, but I didn't need to run them. It switched to gas automatically while we were driving there, plugging. It switched back over. The only thing I did do is at nighttime, I turned it down. It has that five-digit scale there. I turned it down to 2, and then during the day, I turned it back up to 3. But, yeah, it worked perfect. I mean, there was enough room in it, and, you know, can't complain. Just worked fine. I noticed somebody else in another trailer, they had their compartment off, and I was looking, what are you doing? They had the guy in the golf cart there messing with it, and then like 15 minutes later, the kids were running the ice cream out of that RV up to the next RV. I think they were moving stuff out of the refrigerator. Yeah, that worked good. That worked really nice. Yeah, back to the mattresses. The third night, I said, you know what? This is enough. The fourth night, I said, this is enough. You know, move the teenager to the couch. I'm getting the tripedic. My wife gets the other one. And my daughter was already used to the bunk at that point. So
I've got Goodyear air foam.
Right.
And they're incredibly comfortable.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, the original foam in my 71 was awful. I mean, it was really bad. It was like, can't get out of bed. It was terrible. I ended up getting an air mattress for my wife to use.
Yeah, well, mine's original, but for some reason it never failed.
But Tim, you said you couldn't do your couch down with a pack and play in there. You know, I don't have that problem with this Sovereign of the road.
Yeah, you got that extra 2 feet. That would have done it for me. I mean, even just an extra foot. You know, we made a comment that I made my fresh water tank too big, you know, because I could have saved like 7 inches or something if I had made it shorter. And that might have been enough room. But you know what? We used that whole shelf that I made back there for holding everything. It held the diaper bag, the little cutout I made in there, held toys, it held the video camera. There's the outlets there. I could charge the video camera there. We were just able to throw everything back there. Had plenty of room, and it worked out great.
So did anything go bad with that first outing? Usually there's one or two hiccups.
The only thing that didn't perform too well was the black tank sensor on the sea level gauge. It kept showing for a long time. It didn't show anything because I kept my black tank valve closed. And then it showed like 6%. It shows percentages. And then after a while, it showed like 12%. I'm like, you know, after 3 days, 12%. No way. I mean, we use that bathroom, you know, 100% of the time. So I opened the closet, and I had a little false panel that I could remove because I had to cover all that stuff up before we went out. That's my wife's.
Did you have a window in it that you could look in?
Yeah. No, I just had this little plate I could pull out and then put my flashlight on top of the tank. And it was like 60% full where the sea level said it was 12, you know. But I think it's probably because when they tell you not to do this, and this is exactly what I did, what they tell you not to do. I put the sensor on and I didn't get it exactly where I wanted it. And I peeled it back off. And you can't do that. You're not supposed to peel them back off because this is super 3M adhesive on the back.